single scripture reading from today comes from the epistle of the letter to the Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and then chapter 2, verses 5 through 12. If you'd like to follow along, and I always encourage you to do that, it's in the Pew Bible there in front of you, in the New Testament on page 204. Listen to this, which is a recitation of what it is that God is about, and perhaps to the point for us today, what it is that we're about. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by a Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom He also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being. And He sustains all things by His powerful word. When He had made purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name He has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Now, God did not subject the coming world about which we are speaking to angels. But someone has testified somewhere, "What are human beings that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned them with glory and honor, subjecting all things under their feet." Now, in subjecting all things to them, God left nothing outside their control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to them, but we do see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God He might taste death for everyone. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, "I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. One of the many points, and perhaps the most visible point of World Communion Sunday, is that all of us, young and old and everything in between, all of us from every culture, every language, every skin color and outlook on the world, all of us are called to reflect God's love as manifest in Jesus Christ. The point of it all is that we are to live out the love that God has given to us so that people will know that we are Christian people. And the goal for us, our mission, if you will, is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. It's a tall order. But as you know all too well, with God all things are possible. So let us be about the business of making disciples.